Hello, friends of Soul Kitchen. Thank you for listening to my podcast. My name is Jasper Mutsaerts. I'm an entrepreneur, adventurer, coach, and wisdom seeker. With Soul Kitchen, I interview people that inspire me. From TED speakers to social entrepreneurs, from activists to artists, from dreamers to seekers, from business people to spiritual teachers. With Soul Kitchen, I empower people to live their quest. Each episode contains a recipe for life. What is your quest?
Welcome, friends of Soul Kitchen. Welcome to the recap of season 6. I'm hosting this episode from Carvoeira in Portugal, my new home base. I'm living in a co-living house near the ocean and in nature. The project is called Tres Bandeiras. I'm very happy that after a few years of nomad life, I have now landed in Portugal. I'm looking for some more stability in my life, even though I still, of course, love to go on a few adventures. But yeah, very nice to have a home base. In season 6, I brought you perspectives and people and recipes for life from Algeciras in Portugal, Amsterdam in the Netherlands, London in the United Kingdom, New York in the United States, and Sintra in Portugal. With Soul Kitchen, my intention is to bring you recipes for life from all over the world and from people from all walks of life. The central question that I've been exploring in this season is, what does it mean to live a conscious life and how can you make conscious decisions? So I've interviewed a range of experts within the field of conscious living. And I also started producing solo episodes on purpose, on podcasting, on thinking big, on nomadic living. Because one of my listeners recommended me to start working with solo episodes. So that's a bit of an experiment. The podcast keeps evolving. So if you have feedback for me, please let me know. So episode 56 was with Rosa Bertram on unveiling the magic of travel. She's an adventurous writer, journalist, and former editor-in-chief of Bedrock, which is an online magazine in the Netherlands, focused on body, mind, and better world. We discussed her book, The Magic of Travel, in which she shares her own experiences from traveling around the world and how travel can help you to shift your perspectives and to change your view on certain conventions. So one of the things she mentions is that a lot of people are so focused on the question, what do you do? That means, what do you do for a living? But she argues that working or career is not the only thing in life. And she shares how traveling has made her shift her perspectives. So a question that you can ask yourself is, how did travel shift your perspective on life and your perspectives on certain conventions? And what type of social conventions do you like? And what type of social conventions are not for you? In my case, for instance, a convention, let's say to work from 9 to 5, is not really a convention that I like. But for instance, a convention to take a break on Sunday, that comes from Christianity, for instance, is a convention that I very much like. So I think it's interesting, right, to think about what type of conventions do you like, or which ones are serving you and which ones are not serving you. So episode 57 was with Mark van der Heijden on the art of conscious living. Mark is best known as the backpacker intern, in which he traveled around the world as an intern in the advertising industry. And nowadays he's the founder of the Conscious 500, which serves as an alternative to the Fortune 500. And his mission is to elevate business as a force for good. So his plan is to unite 500 conscious leaders from around the world and elevate the consciousness of the planet. And in his journey, like earlier in his life, he made a lot of outward travels, but at some point he got more interested in inner travels, in meditation, in breath work, sound journeys. And he's also the founder of Cacao, a business that promotes cacao as a tool for conscious living. And a question that you can ask yourself is, What type of decisions in your life would you like to make consciously? So what is a decision in your life that you would like to make consciously? Episode 58 is with Lydia Linz, a Brazilian artist, on freedom, music, and the magic of self-discovery, or the alchemy of self-discovery. She's a musician that I got to know in Portugal when I'm hosting vision retreats. She's always part of the program as a singer-songwriter, ceremonialist. And she describes her journey from growing up in Brazil towards working as a scientist in Europe towards becoming a musician. When she was younger, one of her teachers told her that she might not be able to become a professional musician. But then later in life, she decided still to go for it. And more, she started activating her own voice. And next to being a musician, she's also now a voice activator for other people. So a question that you might want to ask yourself is, how would you like to express your voice? And what message do you have for the world? Could also be an interesting question. Imagine you can have a billboard on Times Square in New York. What would be your message? Episode 59 is a solo episode on the art of podcasting. I don't want to pretend to know how podcasting works because I'm still a beginner. But in this episode, I'm sharing my experiences on podcasting, on how to attract guests, how to prepare for interviews, how to do marketing, etc. So yeah, maybe you've ever considered to start a podcast out of curiosity to grow your business, to grow your skills. So a question that you could ask yourself, would you like to start a podcast? And if the answer is yes, what will be the intention and the theme of your podcast? Then episode 60, Thinking Big. It's a topic close to my heart. Since I'm a dreamer, I like to think big. And I think life is too short to keep yourself small, right? So in this episode, I'm sharing some tips and tricks on how you can think bigger. So one example is, for instance, that sometimes people think that thinking bigger is more difficult than thinking smaller. But actually, once you start to think bigger, sometimes things start to flow easier. So sometimes thinking big is actually easier than thinking small. So a question that you might want to ask yourself is, in what area of your life would you like to think bigger? And do you have any limiting beliefs in this area of your life that are still keeping you small? Then episode 61 on nomadic living. What not everyone knows is that in human history, for 98% of history, we have been living nomadically. And actually, only in the most recent 2%, we have shifted towards a more sedentary lifestyle. I lived a sedentary lifestyle for a few decades. But over the past 4 years, I've explored a nomadic lifestyle. And nowadays, I've switched back towards, let's say, semi-nomadic, where I have a home base, but sometimes still go on adventures. And in this episode, I'm exploring the pros and cons of nomad life and sharing my experiences. So a question that you might want to ask yourself is, do you prefer a sedentary, a nomadic, or a semi-nomadic life? Then we go to episode 62 with Melissa Marijne on conscious sales. So in this episode, she shares what we can learn from Buddhism related to sales. So she tells about, you know, it's good to let go of your attachment to outcome when you're in a sales meeting and to really be there for the other person instead of selling your story. So a question that you might want to ask yourself is, to what extent do you let go of attachment to outcome during a sales meeting? Then episode 63 with Stephen Ebbers on breathwork and transformation. It's the second time I interviewed Stephen during the podcast. He's the lead breathwork facilitator of Soul Kitchen. That's why I interviewed him again. And we deep dive on what breathwork can mean during a period of personal transition and transformation. Typically, when you go breathwork, you become more aware of unconscious parts of yourself. You become more aware of your fears. And it can help you to transform their fears and take a next step in your life. So a question you might want to ask yourself is, to what extent have you integrated breathwork in your life? It's highly recommended. Breathwork has meant a lot to me. So if you've never tried it out, highly recommend it to start doing it. And if you're interested to learn more, you're always welcome to join one of our vision and breathwork retreats in Portugal. Episode 64 with Adriaan Kolff. Adriaan Kolff is a serial entrepreneur and motivational speaker from the Netherlands. He's based in New York, and he also has a background of setting up a venture in the Ukraine. So he has a very interesting background. It's about building your personal brand. And for him, building a personal brand is about knowing your core values, knowing what message you have for the world, thinking about your LinkedIn strategy. And what sets him apart from other people that he shares on LinkedIn a few times a week, and he shares about entrepreneurship and productivity. And he has taken a few LinkedIn courses from people like Dan Goh and Ben Meir. So he's really an expert on LinkedIn. And one of the things he taught me is that if you want to build your personal brand, it's important to share personal experiences and stories. So questions that you might want to ask yourself is, what are the core values of your personal brand? What type of things would you like to talk about? And also, what personal experiences have you had in your life that you can talk about? I think this is also in line with what Eric Edmeets is saying. Eric Edmeets is a public speaking teacher that I have interviewed earlier. And he also shares that if you want to become a public speaker, yeah, it's really important to share from your own experiences. So then episode 65, Finding Purpose in Your Pain. This was an interview. I was interviewed by Stijn Bartelink, who is a Dutch podcast host. This podcast is called Tijd voor Bezieling. And I've uploaded this episode also on my platform. And the question that you might want to ask yourself is, what painful experiences have you had in your life that have shaped your purpose? I've taken a purpose course where they also talk about, you know, find your purpose in your pain. I was attending a conference where one of the speakers said, find your purpose in your pain. And for me, I mean, I spoke about this earlier, you know, but losing my mom at a very young age due to a car accident has really shaped my perspective on life. This is why I have the belief that life is short. That is very important to follow your dreams. It also makes me want to help other people to follow and realize their dreams and their visions. So that painful experience is really an important foundation for me to start Soul Kitchen. So this is kind of a recap of season 6. I want to thank you very much for listening. I'm truly enjoying podcasting. So in season 7, you'll meet people like Tim van der Tillard, and we will speak about personal finance. You'll meet people like Greg Carrett, who shares his wisdom about psychedelics. And I'm also planning to share an episode on 21 lessons that I learned during entrepreneurship, and also things I found on Antarctica, because I recently was on an Antarctica expedition. So there's more to come. Thank you for listening. This year, I'll be hosting 4 vision and breathwork retreats in Portugal. So if you're curious to meet other people from the Soul Kitchen community, you're more than welcome to come. And we also have a WhatsApp group. We now have 48 members in the community. And I'm now also offering a membership. So for $111 per year, you can become a member of the Soul Kitchen, and you have free access to all our online events and to our community. So that's something that I'm offering right now as well. All right. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and see you soon.